Every week, we like to take a look at some bingeable content in our streaming services. Make sure you have some hidden gems for your week ahead. Now, two of our wonderful producers are in the studio this morning, Ryan and Shauna. Guys, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Okay, what have you got for us this week? Because I am beyond excited to hear. I've been away for 2 weeks and I have had nothing to watch because of this segment. I have not been able to sit here and chat with you. So I need to know what you guys are watching.
For me this week, I have dabbled with Homecoming, which is on Amazon Prime Video.
Amazing.
Julia Roberts, big A-list celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Headlining that. And as we were sort of just talking about before we came on air, it's based on a podcast.
It is.
And the whole premise, it's a mystery series, mm-hmm. great drama, basically surrounding this facility in America where they have soldiers who have returned from war.
Mm.
And Julia Roberts is like a counsellor, and there's a lot of mystery around what actually goes on there. Mm. I've only watched the first episode. But
you're hooked? You're in?
I am, because I want to know, you want to know what happened.
Okay.
There's sort of flash forwards and flashbacks, and there's a detective investigating something that's happened there.
Yeah.
And he tracks Julia Roberts down. Her character's name's Heidi, and she's sort of traumatized, I think, by something that's happened there, and the audience, we just want to know what it was. And
okay.
It's quite good. It's also short episodes, which
yeah.
I like.
Yeah. Okay. So this is on Amazon, yeah?
Yeah. So you can sign up to a free trial, and it's worth checking out because it's kind of a new streaming service, Stan and Netflix, the big ones. But it's really good, and she's great in everything. So
I think she is great in literally everything. Yeah. There's not, like, Julia Roberts can do no wrong.
Yeah. No.
My Best Friend's Wedding was one of my favourite films.
She's reunited.
Of all times.
She's reunited in this with the actor from that, actually.
Oh, really?
Dermot Mulroney, I think his name is.
Oh, my God.
So if you sort of are a Julia fan, yeah, you'll get a lot of satisfaction from this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I actually think I talked about this in a Swimming Upstream years ago about Homecoming, the podcast, because I became hardcore obsessed with it, like very obsessed with this podcast. The original podcast had, you haven't listened to the original podcast.
No, but
so this is the thing. I think you can enjoy the TV show if you haven't listened to the podcast. So it starred, I should say, that's the word I'm looking for. There we go. David Schwimmer was in it. One of the guys from the new Star Wars films was in it. The guy who plays Poe Devereaux in the new Star Wars films. Catherine Keener was in it. It's produced by Gimlet Media. I think that this is a really good way for Amazon to pull people in.
Yeah.
Like a very smart way.
Yeah.
Because it's a really good premise. It's a solid story that's already done very well in a different platform. Get a big old A-lister in there.
Yeah.
Happy days. Yeah. Julia Roberts. Again. Can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Since Pretty Woman, can do no wrong. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and you get the audience crossing over from the podcast.
Well,
to
no,
the
see, this is it. This
show.
Is actually going to get me to sign up for a free Amazon trial because I want to watch this show.
Yeah.
Is it all on Amazon? Have they like
ten,
done a
10 episodes?
So they've done a big dump of all the episodes.
Yep. So you don't have to
so
wait.
You can totally binge.
Yeah. That's maybe the rest of my Sunday afternoon.
Job it. And the episodes are short, yeah?
Yeah, like under half an hour, so I think 22, 26 minutes.
So that's like 5 hours of solid viewing, everybody. Yeah. We can do this. If you start at like 5 o'clock this evening, you could go right through. This is what I love.
Yeah.
See, I have things I need to do today that I'm not going to
just
do now.
Break for meals, Jess.
Break for meals and break for toilet breaks.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I have to go to IKEA today. I don't think that's going to happen anymore because I didn't go yesterday because I was watching a TV show. Anyway.
Next weekend.
Yes,
maybe,
always
maybe
next
more,
weekend.
Maybe more therapeutic than that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we've got Homecoming. That one is on Amazon. Shauna, what have you got for us?
So this is on Netflix. It's called Bodyguard.
Oh, okay. Another great actor in this. Yes.
Yes.
Tell me more.
He previously acted in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I am, again, hardcore obsessed with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a really, really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based on, it's based on the BBC in the UK. So
it's, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's recorded and shown on the BBC, so it's quite real. It's based on terrorism attacks in London. And David is the character's name. He was a war veteran and he's been assigned to be a bodyguard for the Home Secretary. However, the Home Secretary, Julia, she was the main kind of organiser in the war that he fought in. So now he has to become her bodyguard and the twist in the plot kind of continues from there.
Good God. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm following. Very typical BBC style.
Yes, yes. It's really, it feels
drama.
Like so real because... Yeah. they broadcast on the BBC on the TV show, so you just feel you're at home watching the news.
Oh my god,
it's very ripped from the headlines. Like you could totally relate to this happening in the
my
world.
My aunts
right now.
Have been watching this, and they have been harassing me to get on board because they think it's fantastic.
It's excellent.
And Richard Madden, I mean Robb Stark, hashtag King of the North. But I love him. It's got a pretty good cast from the looks of things.
Every episode is excellent. It just captivates you and pulls you in. It's very twisty.
Mm.
So it's not like there's a build up, oh, what's going to happen next? Kind of, well, there is that element to it, but every episode is so different. It's like, oh, it wasn't that. It's this now. And
shock, twist.
I don't know if
turn.
I want to tell you what happens.
No, don't.
I won't, because it's extremely good.
Okay. And does it have that? It's got that typical like BBC, like, whodunit vibe, but you never know until the very last episode.
Yeah.
Could be this person, could be that person.
Yeah. What's happening? Who's happening? Where's everybody? Oh, look, you're dead now. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a good... I love BBC cop dramas.
Yeah, and because it's based around the government and the, like, House of Commons.
Quite critical of the government.
Very. Yeah, and then the government try and hide up a lot of stuff because it might be the government who's doing everything. So it's
there's a lot of tension between the police and the security secret service.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, for Beth, sure.
That's a big theme, isn't it?
Best. So he's like kind of a modern day bodyguard, James Bond style.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, he is. And there's a lot of ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You'll see.
You'll be quoting it around the house afterwards.
Yes, ma'am.
Good old British, like, manners.
Yeah.
I just
and he's
that
Scottish.
Is he?
But, everyone else is very quintessentially British.
Is it he plays a Scottish? Is he really Scottish?
I think he is
okay,
Scottish.
And he's got a Scottish accent in this.
Yes, he has.
Amazing.
Yes,
yeah, he is. He's Scottish. Oh, my gosh. Robb Stark's Scottish. See, that just makes him a little bit better in my eyes. I do love a Scottish accent.
Excellent.
I love a Scottish accent. But that's another obsession with another show that I'm watching. It's coming through there. Okay, these are two really good options. So we've got Bodyguard on Netflix. Again, all those episodes are up there, aren't they? It's not a week-by-week thing.
Six so far?
Six, first season.
I've noticed Netflix starting to do this nonsense week-by-week thing with a few of their shows.
A Good Place and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. Netflix, stay in your lane. Yeah. Know your audience.
Dump it at once.
We want big dumps of seasons. We want big bingeable content.
Real bingers.
Yes, right? So we've got bingeable Bodyguard on Netflix, and we've got Homecoming on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Two cop drama style, like secret Asian, spy, military. Ooh. All right, guys, grab the popcorn. It's going to be a good one. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.